Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Are you in Chicago or New York?
I'm in Dallas.
Oh!
What? What?
I'm in Dallas.
You coming by?
I don't think I can come by today.
Oh, you can't make like people and come on by and say hello to fam and
well,
everything?
Maybe I'll try. I'll do my best.
That's the way those types are. That's the way those types are.
I did that in Chicago last week. Same thing, Melody.
Okay, Melody. Explain this Greek financial crisis. Have they resolved it? How is it going to affect us?
Yes, I thought it was about time we talked about Greece because it's been dominating the headlines and it's been making the stock market a bit more volatile lately. The bottom line is last week there was a resolution, and this was after some really tense moments. I think you know the Greek banks have been closed. If you're a Greek citizen, you can only take 65 euro out a day of your own bank account.
Dang.
So your limit to how much money you can take, you can't use credit cards. It really has been horrible.
65 euros, that's like $100, right?
That's it. That's a little less than that.
You need some cash, and you want to get some cash out of your account. All you can get out of your account per day is $100?
A little less than that. And that's your own money. Your money is in the bank, but the banks are closed. So the big issue was that before the financial crisis, the Greek government was borrowing a lot of money to finance a whole lot of projects based upon this overly optimistic view that they had of the economy. Well, it turns out that came back to really hurt them. And when the financial crisis occurred, they ended up owing a lot of money to a lot of people, and their creditors, lots of them, became very concerned about their ability to pay back their loans with good reason. Because ultimately they missed a lot of debt payments, which ultimately started this problem. So your question is, should we be concerned? This time is very different than what was going on in 2008 and 2009 in terms of the effect that Greece could have on us. 6 years ago, significant amounts of Greek debt was held by private investors in pension funds and mutual funds, and that meant it was our money. However, over the years, especially in recent years, this exposure has been reduced because most of the country's debt is held by government, the European government, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, so not even the American government. So we don't have a lot of exposure, we as American citizens, to what has been going on there, which is actually good news for us.
Okay.
So what do we take from this, Melody?
Yeah, Melody.
So I think what we take from it is a couple of things. The first thing is that governments have to be just like individuals, where I talk about make sure you can afford what you buy. This is one of the first times we've seen that really play out, but in a very different situation. In terms of the euro, each country has to rely on the European currency. And therefore, when they get in trouble, they can't just go and print money. So you might say, well, that can't be a good thing. Well, it actually, having your own printing press for your money actually can bail you out, even if it means some other follow-on effects that aren't great. In this situation, Greece couldn't do that, nor can any European country. So what we take away from that means those countries have to be vigilant about their debt and what they can take on, and their other fellow countries are also going to be watching that like a hawk, which is what we saw as it relates in Greece, because they have the ability to drag them into a mess. The other thing we can take away from it is, at the end of the day, I love this quote from Warren Buffett, markets are stronger than government. What that means is that at the end of the day, the market actually worked itself out, and the government, which made some bad decisions, could not take the whole market down.
So it's a good thing?
So at the end of the day, the good news is that Greece is staying in the euro. At the end of the day, the good news is that they've been given some lifelines in terms of some more loans that they need from the International Monetary Fund to keep their country going. The good news is their banks are going to be reopening shortly. And the good news is that they should be able, with some austerity measures, to get themselves back on track. So if they follow through on all the things they have promised, this should start to work itself out. But the even better news is that most U.S. citizens are not going to be caught up in this at all, despite what you've seen in the markets and the markets being a bit more volatile lately because of what we've seen in Greece.
What about tourism?
Tourism in Greece, interestingly, which is very, very important to them, people are worried that it would be affected, but they're saying the tourists are there.
And the other countries like Portugal and Italy and Spain?
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
Okay.
So everyone thought this could be a knock-on effect. I don't think that'll be the case. So I think you'll see this Greece was a specific situation. And also, Greece is only 2% of the euro.
Okay, my friend. Thank you very much, my friend. Spend money in Greece. 25 before the hour.